Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Congratulations, Jasmine. So, how do you feel now you're the winner?
I can't believe it.
I know, it must seem strange.
No, I literally can't believe it. I did so badly on the last round. Everyone in the world saw me.
Well, you see, it wasn't just based on that.
But the shuttle exploded and it was all my fault. How am I the winner?
But you're excited though, aren't you?
Great. Well, thanks for watching, everyone. And if you join the live stream again at 3 o'clock, you can see an exclusive tour of the shuttle. And we'll be revealing its name.
OK, are we off now?
Yup.
Great.
Jasmine, well done!
Yeah, thanks, Mum.
I mean, I think everyone was expecting a bit more in the way of enthusiasm there, but...
Sorry, I just wasn't feeling...
Oh, you don't have to say sorry. I just want to check everything's all right.
I'm fine. Just leave me alone.
Jasmine!
She's probably just feeling a bit overwhelmed by it all.
Yes, probably. Can I talk to you two quickly in private?
Yes, if you can find somewhere private.
You can use the staff room if you like.
Right. Don't get me wrong, I'm over the moon about Jasmine winning, but... like she said, it does seem odd.
She did perform very well in the earlier rounds, and...
but she messed up the last one, like, completely.
Okay, Emma, this is strictly confidential.
Of course.
Daniel and I found out a few days ago that Vaughan cheated on the first round.
We let him go through with the final round so as not to embarrass him.
But another child could have had his spot.
We prefer to handle it our way.
Okay, but what about Lily?
We have strong reason to believe Lily is the source of the story about the ferry disaster.
So we didn't feel it was appropriate for her to win. So,
Jasmine won by default.
Or, to put it another way, she won by being the best behaved.
Like Charlie in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Okay, I have to ask, what with everything that's been in the news and as my daughter's going on this flight now, is it safe?
Of course. Emma, you should know better than anyone.
Claudia, it's different when it's your own child.
We'll be out in a moment.
It's me, Jasmine. I need to talk to you.
What's up, sweetheart?
I can't do it. I'm not going. Kyle!
Oh, Lily. Bad luck about the contest.
Bad luck, nothing.
I was so sure you'd win after what happened on the final.
That thing in the news about what happened on the ferry.
What about it?
Was it you who put that about?
Lily, it was all true. And remember, they were trying to blame it all on me. I was...
Kyle! Was it you?
Yes.
Amazing. That's why I didn't win.
Why did that mean you didn't win?
Because they think the story came from me.
You? But why?
Because my dad's out of work because of the ferry being out of action.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry isn't going to bring this back, is it?
I'm sorry, but I didn't know that it was going to happen. And like I said, it's all true.
You still had to ruin it for me, didn't you? And you can't fix it now.
Lily, wait.
But Jasmine, you're our big winner. We can't do this without you.
You can, though. I mean, I won't actually be doing anything on the flight. I'll just be sitting there.
We've announced it now.
Tell everyone I've fallen ill.
No. Well, that doesn't work for us. Sweetheart, it'd be very embarrassing for everyone now you've come this far. I mean, this is the part the world has been talking about, the contest.
But Mum, I'm scared.
It's normal to be nervous.
No, I'm properly scared. I've been having nightmares about this. I only entered because you wanted me to, and now I've got to go through with it. I just can't.
Jasmine, if you turn this down, believe me, you'll regret it for the rest of your life.
But what if the shuttle blows up and...
It won't.
We'll be with you in a...
The story about the fairy, it wasn't Lily who put it about.
Kyle, you can't just barge in here.
It was me, not Lily.
You?
Well, where did you get that information from?
I took pictures when I was on the ferry.
Oh, and instead of telling the investigation team, you just put it on the internet.
I didn't realise until after the people from the investigation spoke
you
to me.
You should still have gone through the proper channels, Kyle.
Why? Everything I said was true.
But you claimed we lied about the weight of the shuttle deliberately.
I didn't say that exactly.
You did. And that's a very serious accusation.
Are you saying you didn't lie?
I'm saying it's a very serious accusation and we'll be considering legal action.
Okay. But Lily can take her spot on the shuttle now, right?
No. No, we've announced Jasmine as the winner. We can't possibly go back on it now.
But Jasmine doesn't even want to go.
Yeah. I just told them that, but they don't care.
Look, this contest is the one thing in all this business that's got us positive headlines, and we are not putting it at risk because of some silly teenage drama. We've made our choice, and you're coming on this trip.
What?
So it was all for nothing then?
Great. There's a big press conference about the launch tomorrow, Jasmine. We'll brief you about what to say this evening.
You can't make me go.
It will be embarrassing for everyone if you don't. Including you.
Hiya, Kyle.
Oh, hi, Uncle Jason.
What are you doing out in the woods?
Nothing.
I mean, shouldn't you be in school right now?
Oh, I don't know. They did the announcement, and normal schools seem to go out of the window, so I just wandered off.
Everything okay, pal?
No. Everyone's furious with me.
Well, I'm not furious with you.
I think you might be the only one.
What about that girl?
What? Maddie?
Yeah, she seems to like you.
Maybe. But our parents absolutely hate me.
That's no bad thing. In fact, I'd say that's an achievement.
Just not sure what the point of it all was.
You stood up to people with money who think they can do whatever they like. I don't think you went far wrong.
Doesn't feel like it.
Well, I was going to take the boat out off the west coast, do a bit of fishing. You fancy it?
Yeah. Okay.
Morning, Jasmine.
Hi, Miss Mason.
Please call me Eve. Congratulations on winning.
They told you you had to pick me. Is that right?
Yes, you weren't my choice.
Sorry.
Don't apologise. I know you messed up the final round on purpose.
You know?
Yes. I actually think you could have won this thing fair and square if you wanted to, but...
I don't want to.
No. Look, the Wheelers asked me to have a word with you ahead of this press conference and build up your confidence, but if you don't want to be here, what do you want to do?
Are you really asking?
Of course.
This whole business has pulled apart my best friends. I want to bring them back together.
If that's what you care about, maybe you should do that. Can I just say, before this starts, Jasmine will not be taking any questions about the ferry incident. That's not her area, and it's unfair to put her on the spot. Okay. Here she is, our winner, Jasmine Kelly.
Jasmine,
can you tell us, before I answer any questions, I've got something I want to say. I'm not going on that shuttle. And I don't think this launch should happen at all. And if you listen, I'll explain why.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.